Hundreds of Alaska Natives gathered outside the state courthouse in Fairbanks this afternoon to hear news about a murder case that's long raised questions about whether justice was served. Four Fairbanks men, three of whom are Alaska Native, are serving long sentences for the 1997 stomping death of local teen John Hartman. The case of the Fairbanks Four lacked physical evidence and has been reexamined in recent years by local Native advocates and the Alaska Innocence Project. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the group say new evidence shows the jailed men are innocent.
A man who lived in Fairbanks back in 1997 and is now in prison for life in California for another murder has detailed the attack on John Hartman. Alaska Innocence Project Director Bill Oberle says William Holmes tells a story of he and four friends carrying out random violence.
According to his statement, it was something that they did at that time for fun. They came downtown and harassed people, and John Hartman was an unfortunate victim of that.
Holmes pins the actual killing on former high school classmate Jason Wallace, who's also currently in prison for another crime. The story is corroborated by another friend of Wallace's who says Wallace admitted to the Hartman attack when they were in high school. Oberle says there's reason to believe Holmes is telling the truth.
Well, there is corroboration for what he said if you read the pleading. And I know that one might question the veracity of someone who's in prison, but you also have to ask why would he come forward?
The new information is the centerpiece of lengthy applications for post-conviction relief filed on behalf of the men convicted of the Hartman killing, George Fries, Kevin Pease, Marvin Roberts, and Eugene Vent.
We are sure that they will find, as we have found, that the evidence that is contained in this document and the evidence that's out there proves that Marvin, George, Eugene, and Kevin are innocent, and that we will prevail in that regard. So.
The mother of Marvin Roberts, Hazel Roberts Mayo, expressed joy at the new development in the case.
It's just the best news ever. I waited for 16 years and I fought for my son for 16 years. And it's paying off. I knew he was innocent from day one.
Roberts Mayo says her happiness will be topped when her son walks free. That's now up to law enforcement and the court system. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.